As a reminder, every week we are looking at the Old Testament book of Proverbs. Instead of following the lectionary in the Old Testament, we're looking at Proverbs. The world says an apple a day will keep the doctor away, but the book of Proverbs says a proverb a day will keep the devil away. So we're in chapter 2 this week, and it's the whole chapter, and the subtitle is The Benefits of Wisdom. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. My child, listen to me and treasure my instructions. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and understanding. Search for them as you would lost money or a hidden treasure. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of good sense to the godly. He is their shield, protecting those who walk with integrity. He guards the path of justice and protects those who are faithful to him. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will know how to find the right course of action every time. For wisdom will enter your heart. Knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise planning will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. Wisdom will save you from evil people, from those whose speech is corrupt. These people turn from right ways to walk down dark and evil paths. They rejoice in doing wrong, and they enjoy evil as it turns things upside down. So what they do is crooked, and then their ways are wrong. Wisdom will save you from the immoral woman, from the flattery of the adulterous woman. She has abandoned her husband and ignores the covenant she made before God. Entering her house leads to death. It's the road to hell. The man who visits her is doomed. He will never reach paths of life. Follow the footsteps of good men instead, and stay on the path of righteousness. For only the upright will live in the land, and those who have integrity will remain in it. But, you know, I like the buts and the ifs, but the wicked will be removed from the land, and the treacherous will be destroyed. Well, understanding, that's what the book of Proverbs is all about. And I think most of us want spiritual understanding, but we aren't willing to pursue it any further than just listening to a few sermons or rushing through a 10-minute Bible reading or listening to a devotion. And I think sometimes often our failure to understand God's Word is due to our unwillingness to invest time and energy and persistence in a serious Bible study. Because some of the meanings and some of the things that's in the Bible, sometimes a little hard to catch. So you need to kind of be able to try to get it in the proper perspective in order to have the Word of God really minister to you. But my point is that if you really want to understand Scripture, consider following a focused and systematic plan of study and make a commitment to apply it to your daily life whenever you learn a truth. So when you see God and he sees you and he knows you're serious about pursuing truth and wisdom, he opens up our minds to understand some of the most magnificent mysteries of the spiritual life. Well, I hope and pray you're enjoying the little journey through the book of Proverbs. Have a blessed day.